everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming Thursday, 1st of June, broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The auction starts at 8 a.m. Central Time. Before that, you'll have Superior Sunrise starting at 7:30. They'll be offering 18,600 head this go-round, including 4,750 yearling steers, 3,350 yearling heifers, 5,250 weaned calves, and 4,350 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can always go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Give them a call for more information as well at 800-422-2117. That's 800-422-2117. And we remind you the Superior Spring Horse Sale coming on Saturday, June 10th. Next Superior Livestock Sale coming June 1st, Thursday, 8 a.m. Central Time at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
All right, welcome back. Firm gains redeveloped in feeder cattle futures today as traders step back into the market. Additional support moving back into some live cattle contracts as well, although trade volume remained limited. Overall market activity was sluggish today, with corn prices lower in light trade, July corn futures about 7 cents lower, stock markets were lower as well, the Dow Jones is 34 points lower, NASDAQ down by 4 points. In live cattle, mixed trade was seen throughout the futures trade with steady to 60 cent gains seen in nearby contracts, while light losses developed through deferred contracts. Narrow market moves seen throughout the rest of the complex as traders look for very little additional outside or fundamental market activity to develop. In feeder cattle, firm buyer support returned to the feeder cattle futures complex with short covering activity that developed following strong liquidation seen through the end of last week. Even though early losses were seen across the entire cattle market, buyers seemed unwilling to hang around the market and wait until selling pressure ran out of gas. This quickly allowed for nearby contracts to post triple-digit gains, moving $1 to $1.50 per hundredweight higher. Grain futures, though, were modestly lower across the board today, joining a pullback in most markets around the world. While commodity prices suffered from burdensome supplies, financial markets also signaled caution. Corn prices were lower, keeping July futures to an inside day. Memorial Day often marks a turning point for old crop prices as traders turned attentions to new crops. Soybeans, though, posted modest losses after slipping to a fresh 13-month low above a gap on the July chart from March 2016. Soybeans typically tried to make a bottom in late May or early June, but that effort this year has been complicated by ideas farmers will switch some fields to the crop this year due to delays planting corn. Wheat prices were lower as well after July futures at all three markets pulled back from chart resistance. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.